This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Some Craig City Council members have some new roles. Derek Duran is the new mayor of Craig, taking over for Ryan Hess, who says he will no longer be a resident of Craig as of this Thursday. Chris Nichols is mayor pro tem. There was an opening on council, so council appointed Randy Looper to fill the spot.
This is another step where I can help the whole town continue moving forward. It's wonderful. I am very proud to be serving the city.
New sidewalks are going in along Highway 40 through Hayden. There are lots of construction cones along the road. The project will run through the summer, wrap up by the end of August. The contract for the sidewalks cost about $2.2 million, which was paid for almost entirely by grants, other than $400,000 from the town of Hayden. Customers of Yampa Valley Electric Association will have predictability on their monthly bill eventually once the new 15-year agreement with Guzman Energy kicks in. The deal was announced last week. Robin Lunt spoke recently at the Northwest Colorado Energy Summit in Craig. Lunt is the chief commercial officer for Guzman, which is out of Denver.
When we start serving them, it will be a guaranteed fixed price for the duration of the contract, which is 15 years, for wholesale power. They'll have predictability in terms of what they'll be paying for their wholesale power, but it'll give Yampa Valley Electric Association certainty to plan around for serving their customers going forward.
YVEA just made the announcement about that agreement with Guzman, which will end its agreement with Xcel Energy. Today is National Secure Your Load Day. Unsecured loads can lead to accidents with severe injuries, property damage, and even fatalities. Check and inspect before hitting the road. Use appropriate restraints, cover loose items, avoid overloading, and check that load during your trip. The Visit Moffat County and Moffat County Tourism Finance and Marketing Committees meet Wednesday afternoon. The Maybell brochure will be reviewed. Today's the last day for kids to enter the Fairy Garden House contest at Yampa River Botanic Park. Kids need to be 12 or under. Fairy houses must be no larger than 18 inches square, 12 inches high, made of natural materials. Judging will be at 11:30 this Friday by the Yampa River Botanic Park Design Committee. The Youth Track and Field Camp is this week at Garden Field at Steamboat Springs High School. It's in the mornings for kids in kindergarten through 8th grade. The high school track team athletes are the coaches. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAI Radio.com.